Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that two of the greatest 20th century exponents of the French repertoire were actually British. The British label Pearl has just released CDs by each of these singers, and they include two of Lloyd's favorite songs.
The British soprano Margaret Tate, T-A-T-E, was known to the world as Maggie Tate, T-E-Y-T-E. Debussy himself greatly admired her and coached her as Mélisande in his opera Pelléas et Mélisande. "She is Mélisande," Debussy said. She was the second soprano ever to sing this role. The first was another British singing actress, Mary Garden. Tate's recordings of Debussy's chansons, especially the one she made in 1936 with the great French pianist Alfred Cortot, are among the vocal treasures of the century. These have finally come out on CD. My favorite song is called Colloque Sentimental, Sentimental Dialogue. It's the last of Debussy's six settings of poems by Paul Verlaine, Fête Galante. "Do you remember our old ecstasy?" one of the haunted figures says. "Why do you want me to remember it?" the other ghost replies. "Does your heart beat at my very name? Do you still see my soul in your dreams?" "No." "Oh, the wonderful days of unspeakable happiness when our mouths were joined." "It's possible." "How blue the sky was, and how great our hope." "Hope has fled, defeated, into the black sky." Tate had one of the qualities I admire most in a singer, the ability when she's singing to sound as if she's talking.
Pourquoi voulez-vous donc qu'il m'en souvienne? Mon cœur bat-il toujours à mon sonneau? Toujours vois-tu mon âme en rêve? Non.
If anything, the British tenor Hedel Nash had an even more purely beautiful voice than Maggie Tate's, yet he too sings with the intimacy of speech, a sung whisper. He's probably most famous for his roles on the very first complete recordings of Mozart's Marriage of Figaro and Così fan tutte, but he was a beloved figure in a wide variety of operas, operettas, and oratorios. My nomination for one of the most gorgeous recordings ever made is Nash's rendition of the languorous tenor aria from Bizet's The Pearl Fishers, which in English becomes, "In memory I lie beneath the palms and dream of love." Nash makes even the Victorian diction sound intensely erotic.
Oh,
There are, of course, other marvelous performances on these discs. There's even another CD on which Tate and Nash appear together, a vocal summit meeting in a live 1938 radio broadcast of scenes from Massenet's Manon. But these two recordings define my own personal ideal, rare examples of those moments that I wish all singing aspired to.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed recordings by Maggie Tate and Hedel Nash on the British label Pearl.